This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Oops. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Taylor. Talk about you in a second. I wanted to mention that Janie just texted me. She's sitting in the traffic over there at the Bay Bridge.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And actually, though, she may have taken this a while ago, but she sent me a picture of the Benson Boone billboard that we have up over there.
Oh, sick.
I know. Super, super fun to see that. And, you know, there it is, Benson Boone and Alice. If you're heading into San Francisco and you're getting on the Bay Bridge, right there at the metering lights, if you look over, it looks like, I can see some of those big cranes. Port of Oakland is on that side, so maybe over on the left side. Looks great. Looks really good. Good work, Janie. Good work. She got that going. She's amazing. How does she do it? No one knows.
That's actually kind of hot, isn't
yeah.
it?
Vinny and I. Vinny brought in a tamale. Tell me the story of this tamale. It's like a tamale in a bag. It's
okay
from Whole Foods.
So I do the food shopping at my house.
That's funny. John does it at my house.
And whenever I am out at the store, I'm always looking. And
try
I walk
new.
Past something called Philo's. Is it Philo's or Philo's?
F-I-L-L-O apostrophe S. I would go Philo's on that. Or Fios. Fios.
Mm-hmm. Philo's walking tamales. They're in a little, what would you call that? The size of a cell phone package.
Yes, it's like exactly the size of a larger cell phone.
And it's a walking tamale. You can eat them cold, or in this case, we heated it up for 25 seconds. It tasted great. I just tried it.
Yeah.
This is brand new to me.
It's like a bean.
I found it last night.
Tamale, mm-hmm. And they call it a corn bar. You know, it's a tamale. It just tastes like a tamale.
That was killer.
Spicy, really good. All three of us ate it.
Like for the kind of thing, because where we work and the hours we work, you have to bring food.
Oh, yes.
Or you will leave here starving and end up eating some junk food.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always looking for that thing. What can I
cook up at work?
Philo's walking tamales. When you see them in a store, I mean, I so far, I would say yes.
That is, honestly, spicy, delicious, tasted like a tamale.
It's a yes, right?
This
isn't a commercial, by the way.
It is
although
now.
Sales.
Hey, sales. Sales, we got a new
Philo's,
thing.
Philo's, walking tamales.
Philo's, walking tamales.
The end.
Yeah, I really like that. You know what happens to me a lot at Whole Foods, though? And this is probably wherever.
Fans mob you.
No, that never happens to me. I find something I like. Some new thing. John's like you. He'll look through. He's like, oh my God, I found this. Like, he found this sourdough bread that is called everything sourdough. And now it's like really hard to find.
Mm.
As soon as we find it and we like it, everyone finds it at the same time and likes it. And then instead of like ordering more of it, it just goes away. I'm like, where did that one thing go? John's like, it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, get them while they're hot, while they exist. Walking tamales.
Do you think it's sometimes that, like, a small place that Whole Foods takes a chance on, like, they just can't keep up with the demand?
It could be that, or I think now that Whole Foods is owned by
Amazon,
there are other discrepancies that can cause them to say there's not enough profit in that, or whatever there might be. There's
right.
other
they
reasons.
I'm sure every bit of shelf space is accounted for.
Right. So I don't know. I've definitely seen what you're talking about, though, where the thing that you go,
like,
that was there
the
every time, and now it's gone completely.
Or right. it's like the one thing that's completely empty every single time. Like all the other flavors or whatever, they're all there, but the one you want is gone. That hot honey spot, hummus? No. You know what we did instead? We made it.
I bet it was good.
It was okay.
Oh, you want to
buy
it?
I just don't think we got that. Yeah, I want to, yeah.
He's okay.
A little too spicy, actually. Serrano.
This says it's medium, and that's pretty spicy.
Thing.
Like, yeah. I'm kind of going, whoa.
Yeah.
My bad. Time for trash.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
go.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. The Odyssey app. Odyssey. Listen, get yourself that free Odyssey app, because here's the deal. We got Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app for a minimum of 60 minutes a day for your daily entry. For a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th.
Oh, Taylor Swift, not Hey.
Not Hey.
Not Hey.
Tay.
Tay, got it.
Tay in the UK. Hey, Tay in the UK. August 17th, a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, everything. Look, I get it. You might be like, what do I have to do? What do I have to listen to? All the details are at RadioAlice.com. But it comes down to, listen to us on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. The Odyssey app is awesome. Oh, John's asking. Yeah.
Tell your mom, punk.
John is asking about the walking tamale. John's a tamales freak.
Oh, he wants a picture of the ingredients.
I said, no. He's just asking Whole Foods. All right, hold on, Vinny. Let me get a picture.
Well, you know he's going to say, I don't know, I got to read about that. I might as well take the picture.
There it is. Okay. You know what? I should just put, that's a cute picture of you. Maybe I'll put that up. I don't want to advertise for stuff though on my Instagram.
I don't want a picture of me.
All right.
Enough pictures of me.
Here we go. Okay. We're going to do, so. I tried to lay off, I feel like we talked a lot about Taylor Swift in the last couple of days. And there's a thing now, the New York Times is reporting that Taylor fatigue has set in for some people. Not everyone, not for me. But for some people I know for sure, they're like, okay, she's given a lot. Just take a break from the giving. Everything from starring in football.
Right. No, there's a double album that just got released. There's no break coming.
And that tour continues. Right. But there you go. So I do have some Taylor Swift coming up, but I'm going to start with, is J-Lo's career tanking because she and Ben Affleck always look miserable?
I do think... I read that article about how she isn't getting the kind of ticket sales expected from someone her size. She just did, what was it, 2-3 years ago, the Super Bowl. She should be selling out everywhere she goes, and she's not.
She's not. In fact, the first story that we heard regarding, because it's the whole, this is me now, this was me then, and then there was like a This Is Me Now movie, which was just like a bunch of, it was like a long J-Lo music video, I guess. I don't know. I didn't watch it. And people are not buying the record, and people are not buying the tickets for her tour. And in fact, they wound up changing the name of the tour, This Is Me Now, The Greatest Hits. As soon as they change it to This Is J-Lo Naked Now Tour, that'll sell some.
I don't know. I don't know if it will. I don't know what. You know, J-Lo, I would go see Taylor Swift. I wouldn't go see J-Lo. I would go see Janet Jackson. I wouldn't go see Mary J. Blige. Like, there's different things that you go.
One for everyone,
Janet Jackson, to me, has at least 20 hits. At least.
Right.
I don't, other than Jenny on the Block, I don't have any J-Lo history.
My
none.
Love don't cost a thing. Mm-hmm. I know, two songs. So J-Lo, people do, look, J-Lo's great. I am actually, I would say, I'm a fan. I actually like her movies way more than I've ever liked her music. I think she's good in movies. Cute little rom-coms and And she's beautiful. Like, I love looking at her. She's great. And I love Ben Affleck, and I love that they got back together. I think that's a really fun
story.
They do
look miserable, though, as you point out.
They do look miserable.
They are out in the public, and you go, geez.
They don't look like they're having a good time. So there has been a lot of talk about J-Lo's career and how it's tanking. This Is Me Now, the album, totally underperformed. And she's had to cancel several tour dates and combine stuff and figure things out and smallify.
Change
she's
venues,
really having to do some stuff
right.
to because the tickets are just not selling. So what's causing all of this? One brand expert says it happened at the 2022 Super Bowl. Well, I think she was at the 2021 Super Bowl. And then by 2022, a documentary called Halftime had come out where she was bitching about having to share the stage with Shakira. And they say that was sort of the start of a pullback, which I don't know. I didn't see that. I don't know how many people are watching a Super Bowl documentary.
If it's a Super Bowl documentary about J-Lo and you're a J-Lo fan, then you would watch it. So
And I don't know that much about this. It's called Halftime. It's a Super Bowl documentary called Halftime. However, I don't know if that means it's a look at all of the halftime shows that ever happened. Left Shark, whatever.
So her opinion, or what I'm gathering from you, is that Shakira was forced on her by the network?
I did not watch it. Were you able to find any little clips from that or anything, Brittany?
Yeah, actually, I thought the trailer was pretty cool.
So tell me, if you would, what is Halftime? Is it about Shakira and J-Lo?
It's a documentary about Jennifer Lopez specifically preparing for that Super Bowl performance she did.
Oh, so this is about her bitching about how they're getting, or griping, I should say, about how they forced Shakira on her.
Yeah, I don't know if they have that. Well, they certainly don't have that in the trailer. But maybe
surprise.
I'm not sure if it's in the documentary. But here's her talking about basically kind of hyping her crew up.
Okay.
The dance crew she's with.
Part of being a great performer is being aware of whoever's around me right there. You feel me? It's not just about if you're getting off with the step. It's about if we're getting off with the step.
Yeah.
I don't just go, has that camera got me? But I'm also saying that the camera got me.
She seems serious.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm looking at her, and she's filming that, and she's in, like, workout clothes with her hair pulled back and no makeup, and she is frigging gorgeous.
That chick is
so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's a very hard worker. That is her standing with a bunch of, like, really in-shape dancers all, and she's telling them how it's
going
to be.
Well, going way back, she was a dancer, yep. So that's
not
She was
a fly
theirs,
girl.
Right.
Amazing. I'm sure. I actually feel like I would go see her in concert. I mean, you know, if you bought me the ticket, we were going to go on a date or something.
If you paid me to go and bought me the tickets, yeah.
I bet you that that's an absolutely great show. I bet it's
energetic,
and I'm sure it's, you know, she knows she's been in show business all this time. God, she's gorgeous to look at. So the quote is, in this particular story, her grievance about the Shakira situation was not expressed eloquently and made her seem unlikable. The same expert who has that to say about her talking about Shakira thinks she's also suffering from Ben Affleck's resting sad face. He says, they say, whatever, in the shadow of beloved and long-suffering Jennifer Garner. People do love Jennifer Garner.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems like a super mom. Much of the imagery we've seen from J-Lo has been mundane. Car rides with Ben. Curbside arguments. Fast food takeaways. Often looking miserable. This has shattered the fourth wall. One which we'd all bought into. We didn't want her to be a normal person. And yet there she is. In a regular relationship. With kind of a bummed out looking dude. He just has resting bitch face. I'm sure he's a perfect delight.
You think?
No.
I do think it's unfair. This is the kind of backlash. So everyone wants to look in. They want to follow you on Instagram. They want to see the picture of you at home with no makeup on or whatever.
All the stuff.
And then they still want you to be the glam you can't win.
Right. Perfect and just, you know, the perfect beauty, the epitome of all things. If you can't leave your house in junky clothes because now you're letting people down.
I'll tell you this, though, speaking to what you just mentioned, she does not look like she's had work done.
Mm.
And she looks amazing. And what is she? Is she 50?
Easily. She's in her 50s, yeah.
So whether or not she's getting very tasteful
touch-ups.
54.
Mm. Yeah, that, she is...
Or she's just
she's
got great
rich.
Genes.
She
I don't
also,
know.
She works out. She eats healthy. Like, she's... To me, she looks incredibly healthy. Like, you just... Well, she never really looks bedraggled. And for someone her age to have zero makeup on... And her hair pulled back because if she'd had major work done, I don't know if you've noticed this, but the more work someone's had done, the more hair they put in front of their face.
Wow.
Like they're, you know, trying to cover all the work.
Well, their
up.
Ears are moving back.
Yeah. So they got to move the hair forward. Let's take care of that.
Anyway, I don't know, but it, she did look great.
Anyway.
You're right, though. We do see a lot of pictures of them out and not looking happy or having fun.
Jennifer Garner, for her part, she's the ex. She's the Ben Affleck ex. I wonder if she's just, like, so happy now. Like, oh, thank God. That guy was miserable. And not that nice to me. Jennifer Garner has one ask every Mother's Day, and it's the same one every year. It always has been. I think they've got, she's got three kids with Ben. Violet, who is 18. Serafina, who is... Well, I think goes by Finn
you
now.
You just told she mm-hmm. was just in the news. It's
they,
Finn.
I think. Finn, 15, and Samuel, who's 12. She says, I have one ask every Mother's Day. And as you know, we have our big Mother's Day promotion coming up next week. So we're we're all Mother's Day central over here. She says every year she wants that picture, which started when they were little, with where they all, one at a time, climb up onto her lap until finally she has all of them up there. And she's got that picture. And so now they're all like in their teens, basically. Right. And she's like, pile on. This is the one thing I'm asking you for this year. I want that picture.
That's
so
great.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very cute. There's a great picture. This is in People magazine. There is a great picture of her with her eldest daughter. This is her daughter, Violet. And they're, I don't know, at the White House or something. Looks real fancy. And there's a flag in the picture. She's just like the picture of joy. She's looking over at her beautiful daughter with this huge smile on her face. The daughter's got 4 inches on her. I just love this one picture in particular. Oh, Bryn, you are great at finding things on the internet. Let's put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I also found some pictures of J-Lo with Ben.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look how happy they look in that picture.
He looks kind of happy there.
Looks like she's having to tickle him in order to get him to smile, though.
There. But then I went on to look for him with Jennifer Garner. Oh, he looks so genuinely happy
there,
doesn't
he? Actually does look happier. Same jacket. Is that the same jacket?
That's a natural smile.
Yeah. They look pretty happy there.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen.
Jolly.
Who among us is walking around with a big dopey smile pasted on our face as we're walking around getting our groceries out of our car?
They're running errands. And probably part of it is he spots the paparazzi and goes, great.
I better cheer the F up here.
More likely, he gets bummed and mad. And that's why you get the picture of him looking all dour.
Oh, I see. He's done putting that show on. Anyway. Don't worry, everyone. They'll all be fine.
Okay.
Now we got another, it's not really beef. It's actually sort of like between the Beehive and the Swifties.
Mm.
Taylor Swift and Beyonce seem to be peacefully coexisting. They went to each other's movie premieres. They seem to be supportive, but their fans aren't. Their fans are mad at each other. And the reason is Post Malone. Posty has stepped
on
it. Yeah.
What did he do?
Well,
he's such a nice boy.
He did Levi's jeans with Beyonce. Levi's with two eyes. Like, you know, two is like the whole theme on that album. So Posty does a feature on Levi's jeans with Beyonce. And he gave her an Instagram shout out saying, I love you, Beyonce. Period. End of quote.
Okay.
Now that Fortnite, his new track with Taylor, is out, he gushed a little harder. And the Beehive's mad about it. He said, in a goat voice, it's once in a lifetime that someone like Taylor comes into this world. That's a lot. I'm floored by your heart and your mind. I am beyond honored to have been asked to help you with your journey. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay. Now Beyonce's fans are like, you've slighted Beyonce. Okay. Just a simple I love you to Beyonce was not enough. And she deserves as much recognition as Taylor got. All the Swifties right. are like, you guys are overreacting. And once again, we cannot all get along. Also,
408, there's all kinds of J-Lo hate on TikTok.
Oh.
I don't have it. Don't
Why
know
is
that.
It? What
I
is
don't
it
know.
About?
Another person wrote, J-Lo seems to love herself enough for all of us.
Oh.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not paying enough attention to J-Lo, but it sounds like I don't need to. It sounds like people have it covered.
I've watched both J-Lo documentaries, not a fan of hers, but curious. She comes off so arrogant and full of herself in both documentaries. Oh. Even Ben says she's only happy when she's getting attention and likes on social.
Oh.
Crunch. Yes. Now, that's a texter who wrote that. I don't know if they know Ben.
That's interesting. In a terrible, terrible way. I'll just leave you with this because I'm out of time.
Don't leave me.
I am going to leave you.
Don't ever leave
me. I'm leaving you now. Kim Kardashian versus Taylor Swift. When the Swifties attack, you got to turn off the ability to comment on your Instagram.
Swifties have chosen sides.
It's so silly, though. Listen to this. Kim Kardashian has lost 100,000 social media followers, which is zero. It's not even close to 1%.
Yeah, that puts me negative.
Yeah.
But I don't, yeah, you're
but
right.
But for her, she has something like 385 million followers. So she probably loses and gains 100,000 followers every single dingle day. It's because everyone's mad because she released a private conversation between the singer. This was Taylor Swift on the phone. We've all seen this video. She's talking with Kanye West. I made that bitch famous. And she's all there laughing about it. And Taylor says that was edited and it's illegal to record me and certainly illegal to record me and then release it. Whatever. They're in a big fight. And by the way, Northwest is a big fan of Taylor's.
Is that true?
Yeah. And they say that's why the reference was made about, you know, someday your daughter's going to be in the house singing my song and you're going to be all.
Oh, she had advance note and she knew.
Apparently. All the kids love Tay Tay. So anyway, poor Kim, she's lost 100,000 social media.
Her most recent post, Kim Kardashian, is her with her sisters. And the first few comments are, thank you, Amy. Thank you, Amy.
Oh my God, hilarious. Oh, so she's got the commenting on.
Yeah, she has it on for this one.
It's no big deal. All right, that's going to do it. Vinny, what you got coming up?
What am I, your personal chef?
Oh, yeah.
Turns out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Our Jane this week, all week long at 3:05 in the afternoon, she's got a keyword for you. You text that to 20357 and you've just entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons October 20th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. It's completely free and you can listen to our show live every single day.
Make a habit of it, Odyssey.
We love to be with you wherever you go. You going to France? We want to go.
Oh, my God. I totally want to go to France.
You going to Thailand? We're in.
Let's do it. We're in your pocket.
Dior, even just Kansas. No, we want to go there,
fine.
Too.
Okay, fine. We'll go to Kansas.
What do you mean,
totally fine.
Don't be in it.
Be careful. Make sure you're near a storm cellar.
Odyssey. That was cute.
Tornadoes.
I know. No, you don't have to. Yeah. Please. I may not be,
somewhere over the rainbow.
Yes, I may not be really into that, but I do understand the reference. Thank you.
Your kids seen Wizard of Oz, the original?
I don't know how much of it they've seen. Right now, I'm battling something that I'm a little worried about. It's one of those things where, watching my oldest daughter sort of go through the earliest changes as she's becoming
a woman.
Teenager.
Oh,
thank you.
Sure.
Oh,
but it's stop begun. That. It's in. It's on. It's happening. You know, the first time I put my arm around her and went, "This chick's wearing a bra. What the? What in the?
Hello.
She is 10.
Fourth grade?
Yes. And now the young one has watched something. There was a movie made about, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
How was that?
Isla loves it.
Okay. It's a great book.
And now that it's been on, the movie has been on a lot, the young one loves it too.
Oh.
And loves the part where there's socks in the bra. It's so funny. And loves the part where we must
increase our.
And bust. Now I'm looking at my 5-year-old who's gone. You know, I want to play dress up.
Mm. Oh boy,
it's too young.
Is it?
But that's the little sister always learns from the older sister. That's how that works,
right?
You would know. You had a younger sister.
I did. Yeah,
totally. She got all the cans in the family, but I mean,
she really did get some serious cannage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Tina's birthday was last week. I love my little Tina. Little sissa.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Yeah. My baby sister's 54. Yikes. Oh my God.
What a fast fact.
Yes, please. I'll take a fast fact.
Fast.
4% of people on this. Well, I shouldn't. I'll just read it. 4% of people have never had a headache.
Who are these people? And
I don't really get headaches either. I got some. And it turned out I was drinking too much Pellegrino, and I looked it up just because I was trying to figure out, why am I getting headaches? And I looked it up, and carbonated water, if you drink too much of it, can give you a headache.
Really?
And I pulled off, and they went away. Speaking of carbonated water, Perrier is naturally carbonated, but the carbon dioxide that makes the bubbles is removed when it's purified, and then they add carbonation back in artificially.
Oh, I didn't know there was naturally carbonated water.
I didn't either. That whole number two on my list is a surprise to me. Jameson sells more Irish whiskey in the United States than every other brand combined. Yeah, this is sort of like, how many brands could there be, though?
Bushmills. Of Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey.
Because there's just so, I would think, Jack Daniels.
Yeah, whiskey was my thing. I went between Jameson and Jack Daniels. Mostly Jack, to be honest with you. But anyway.
So, as far as Irish whiskey goes, that's the one.
Jameson outsells all other Irish whiskeys by 1,300%.
Oh. All of the rest of them combined, huh?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Isn't but I mean, if good? You were, getting whiskey, what would you get? You wouldn't. But if you were going to get whiskey, Let's say you were filling out your
I
bar.
I don't know what I'd get. Yeah,
sell,
I don't.
You know, because
John
you make
does
sure
all
that,
the shopping.
John!
We have all kinds of different whiskeys and ryes and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, scotch and all
so
that crap.
You have a fully stocked bar
We're very dedicated drinkers, Vinny. If you need something, we've got it. Bitters and Aperol. And,
they got a full bar over there.
Yeah, we had a full bar. You guys got a full bar? Yeah, we got a full bar.
The cost of dating is stressing people out.
Oh.
I agree to this 1,000%.
Okay.
I almost shouldn't even stress you out.
Right. She just, it's a known thing.
Now, I know I'm old school, but I often didn't have enough money to date. All coming up and ready. There was a girl that I absolutely was completely 1,000% into. But I had no money.
Right.
So we would hang, and I liked her, and I could tell she liked me, but I wasn't,
you couldn't take her out.
I couldn't afford to hang with her. So I was just like, if I pursue this in a real way, I'm going to find myself just letting her down right and left. You know?
Yes.
She's a hot chick. She's going to be like, what do you mean we can't go to dinner tonight?
I can't afford to take you out. I totally dig you. Have you ever been like just super honest about it? Like,
no.
I
never was honest with her about it. I absolutely just kept her at arm's length. We hung when we could hang, but we never...
You guys, you know, do that one thing?
You don't need to know how much stuff we did.
So
but
you
the
did
point
all the stuff,
is,
obviously.
I'm just saying I really liked her, but I didn't date her like
because I couldn't afford it.
And that also happened in Eugene when I lived there. I just didn't have the dough. I wasn't dating. There were also other reasons.
You were there for your health.
Yeah. Well, but also, I mean, it's a college town, and I was like, I'm not hanging out with a 20-year-old girl. I'm just not.
Right.
No offense, 20-year-olds, but no.
This feels like cradle robbing.
Well, no, it's also they're like, hey, let's go to the bar and get, you know, blasted. I'm
That's not for me to do that.
Right.
Right.
But anyway, I do agree with the story, which is the cost of dating is stressing people out. It can be difficult for a bunch of reasons. It's hard to even find someone. But on top of that, it costs money. Survey conducted found a lot of adults feel uneasy about the cost of a date and who's paying. I always felt like it was on me to pay. So I never even entertained the idea.
I do feel like that's morphed
now,
a lot.
If a lady said, I would like to pay half, I wouldn't have told her no.
Right.
But I wouldn't go on a date expecting anything
you'd
else.
Expect to pay,
and then if
and
that's
then
something
maybe
else
that happens,
right. And that's why I wouldn't ask someone out if I can't afford to cover the whole thing.
Right,
I'm not asking.
It's interesting, and it is a conundrum. I can see why that would weigh on you, and I wonder if it is different for kids now, and they just go, I'd love to see you. I'd love to date you. Can we go Dutch? If that's still an expression, can we figure out a way?
I would never have asked that, though.
Right. Can we go somewhere inexpensive? Can we, you know, can we work with on a budget here? We're both young.
You know,
we both don't have
money.
You know,
that was one of the ones I mentioned, and there have been a couple people I liked that I didn't end up dating. But one of them was right when I moved to work with you. And then she's the one that met me when I came back to California. You remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
When the movie company said, he never showed.
Yeah.
Oh, I was, you know,
busy
in Beverly Hills in a hotel.
Right. Doing this one girl.
I didn't say that. I just meant that I was.
But that's what you were doing.
I didn't say that.
Because we flew you there. The movie company paid for you to fly out to see a movie to do a thing. And then instead you just left the airport, went to see this girl and never left the hotel until it's time to get back on.
You're making a lot of that assumptions on a lot of
which
that.
Which part is
but,
wrong?
Well, I just want to say
you did go out for dinner a couple times or
we
something.
We didn't. I didn't have any money.
Don't applaud that.
Don't applaud.
I'm applauding your assumptions. I'm applauding him.
We got
actions.
In trouble with the movie coming. They were like, are you kidding me? We spent all this money sending this guy out there to do red carpet stuff for this movie and he just like went and saw some girl?
No, they didn't know that that's what I did.
Did they not know?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Someone says Bullet Rye is the whiskey to get.
Oh,
you heard of that?
That's John Taz Bullet.
Oh!
Yeah.
Funny. It's the one I thought of. It's a good looking bottle. I like it. It's kind of smallish.
Yeah, it does look good. Yeah. The oval looking thing. Mm-hmm.
Like a little squat bottle.
510. Isla's been wearing her mom's bras for a long time. That's true. Yeah, she was stealing them all. But now the little one's like, let me wear your bra and you wear mom's bras. I'm like, oh my God.
Let's get some socks,
five.
Kid.
What are we doing?
We're raising girls.
Yeah. Apparently.
There's nothing wrong with it. They see their mom. They see grown women. It's like anything. It's like you saw your Uncle John and you're like, oh my God, cigarettes and tattoos. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And they see women and they're like, oh, she's beautiful. Look at that hair. Look at those boobs.
Right. I don't think J-Lo has had a number one hit in years. Young kids want to see singers that have hits, says 510.
Our attention spans are significantly smaller than they used to be.
Hi, as a white girl married to a Mexican man, I constantly get reminded there is no such thing as one tamale. Tamale is plural, and one is a tamal.
Oh, tamal.
Love you guys. I have never heard that.
Well, we're not Mexican. Alex, you ever heard that?
Sign language.
Touch yes, touch no. That's a no. He's never heard that. And he's a Mexican
tamale.
Dude. Tamale.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Tamale.
But
una,
anyway.
Una tamal.
The one that I found that seems sort of like
Las tamales.
Shelf stable?
Yeah, that was
surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's in like, like a Uncle Ben's rice pouch? That anymore?
Yeah.
It has that same feel to the plastic. So you are nuking it in plastic, which a lot of people are anti.
Well, you don't need to nuke it. It says
right,
you can eat
to,
it cold
right.
or
I
know,
want it to
room
be hot,
temp.
Though, I mean,
anyway.
Yeah, it looks, it's actually pretty good looking. What is it? Phillies, right? Philos.
Philos.
F-I-L-L.
Walking tamale.
Walking tamal.
Tamals. Oh, yeah, that's on the package, though. Tamale.
Oh,
that
it is.
Texter's
yeah.
right about that singular.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Las tamales.
People keep writing in about.
Tamale. Tamal.
The cheese situation.
Uno
do whatever you want. I don't think the grated cheese, pre-grated cheese is going to kill you.
I also don't think you need to rinse it.
We just talked about
maybe
it though.
You could,
and then now it comes up. People are watering down their cheese to get the stuff off it.
Potato starch and stuff like that.
Yeah. Time to start grating your own cheese again, everybody. Good grief.
So much work.
Vinny, did you wear parachute pants when you used to break dance? That's from Ken in Sacramento. Thank you for writing in, Ken. I did not used to break dance, and I have never owned parachute pants. But Sarah did own zebra print tights back in the 80s. Didn't you?
Sure, I did. I owned all the prints.
Right.
If it was printed on spandex, I owned it.
I wish you'd show us more pictures from those days.
I've shown you. I mean, I have.
Hardly
some.
Any, barely
one
any.
Picture.
Not nearly enough.
Yeah.
And videos would be great too.
Oh, do
you
yeah.
You have videos from your live
sure
shows?
VHS.
I have one video from, no, not really. Not from
Geneva.
Not from Geneva. But I do have some of Joe Rockhead, my old band, my other band.
Oh.
But those are all originals.
Yeah, let's see that.
I'm not doing
oh,
that.
Oh, let's see that. Yeah, no. Originals? Oh, my God. What kind of originals did you
Come
write?
On.
Name me a, give me a song title. From a Joe Rockhead original.
I can't think of one.
Yeah, you can. You liar. You're smiling. You have a huge smile on your
I
face.
Wish,
and you're just sitting here going, I don't want to say. They're going to make fun of me. We won't make fun.
Oh, my God.
We won't.
No, I can't. I really can't.
You can. Look at this. You see the smile on her face. She's totally cracked.
There's one called Vending.
Vending? What is that about?
Like
not,
a vending machine?
Not about vending, but it's just a weird title. You know how like things morph? It doesn't matter. Please don't make me.
What is vending about?
It's do we have a guitar around here? We don't. I was going to say, I just play it for you.
Oh, well, you can sing it a cappella.
Or you can give us a clip to post to the gram.
No. You know
That'd
what? Okay,
amazing.
Fine. Remind me
Sarah
later.
Playing.
Okay, it's time to play a game.
All right.
Yes.
It's time to play a game. And this game... Today, we're going to see who can shout out the name of this artist first.
Oh, good.
Who sang that song?
Right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So this is just the artist again, like yesterday. But
yes,
we're both,
yeah,
except
you guys
right
both
here.
Get to shout it. Sometimes right. We go back and forth between Sarah's turn, Vinny's
right.
turn.
Not today.
Chance to steal. Now I'm listening for whoever gets the first
and
two
Alex,
syllables.
Alex, you got to pay attention to this, too.
First two syllables out of your mouth. So let's just say, for example, Bruno Mars. If I hear Bruno and Vinny said it first, that goes to Vinny. It's a matter of Sarah finished it first. Whoever gets those first two syllables out.
Whoever's finished it out.
I like the way the rules have been laid out.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be conflicts. Sure, there'll be some cheating. Don't worry.
All right, we'll see about that. It's hard to cheat on this one. I'm going to play just a short little snippet, and you tell me as fast as you can. All right?
Ready.
One time.
Oh, this is Benson Boone.
Oh, good job. Sarah's one. Sarah got one there. All right.
Oh, so you're going to just like... do a tiny, and then a little bit more, and then a little more until one of us yells it out. Okay.
If you don't get it, I'll play a little longer.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
This one's a kind of a classic, I guess, at this point.
Before you.
Oh,
Oh, he got it. That's a 1-1.
Capaldi? Is that what it is?
He said Louis Capaldi. He said that. He sure did.
Good one. Good one,
Ben. All right. Nice
job. Get closer to the mic because I'm going to.
I don't want to scream. I can't help but scream.
I can hear him. I can hear him just fine. All right. Ready?
Dua Lipa.
2-1. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. You did a story about this person earlier.
Beyonce.
Oh, come on, Finn.
I'm trying.
3-1. All right. Here we go.
King.
Yeah, I think Sarah got that
it's
one.
It's okay. He just said the title.
He said X's and O's, L, and he got it halfway
out. You said turn my headphones down when you play it. Don't you touch my knobs.
I didn't get anywhere near there.
All right. That is 4-1. And here's the last one here. We're going to have this guy in the studio on Thursday. All right, here we go. Oh, good job.
We have it. That's my favorite Matt Nathan's song. I haven't heard that he's coming in. That's fantastic news.
I just confirmed it with his people. I have his number, but I won't call him.
Yeah, don't text
good
him.
Good job.
And it's
for a little self-control.
He's
handsome.
How exciting.
And nice and from Boston. Yeah. But back off, Bryn.
Hey, he's going to talk about some of his new
Sarah.
Music, and he's bringing his guitar in, so that's exciting.
Oh, my God. That'll be the first. Is that our first artist in the studio?
Yes. The only other guest we've had, I think, is Mo Mantel, right? Have we had any other?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had Michael Franti on, but that was over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, this will
be really, really
in
fun.
In studio,
yeah.
How are we going to work that?
He's coming in. We'll figure it out.
We'll just figure it out. That's we're going to find out what our new methods are here in this station.
That's right.
Incredible.
All right. Good job. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, thanks for listening today, you guys. Don't forget, listen to Odyssey all the live long day. Every hour they give us, you get yourself a daily entry into that Tay in the UK. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the details on that. And stick around. We're open for business 24/7. Hope day tomorrow. We'll talk to V. Hale. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.